It's Friday the 10th of February 2006 and you're listening to ICTU Can with Jane Nichols. Welcome to episode 3 of ICTU Can. I'm calling this episode the biography episode because I thought I'd tell you a little bit about myself and my journey using ICT in the classroom. I graduated from university in Western Australia in 1991 and I've been teaching in New Zealand since 2001. I began using ICT in earnest in about 1998. That was when my computer was used for something else apart from playing games. Now in 1998 my principal came to me and said, "We have this new program called Success Maker and I want you to put all your students through it." And Success Maker was a pretty good program. Once the kids jumped on it and did some literacy and numeracy, it would print out screeds of information for you about their gaps and their abilities. It was quite a good program. However, I had one computer, 33 students, and for it to be worthwhile, they all needed to be on that computer for 10 minutes a day. That maths doesn't work out. Anyway, Success Maker got me thinking. We need to use technology in a much more integrated way than just as a machine for drill and practice. There had to be more than just sticking one kid in front of one computer to interact with that computer mindlessly, really. And so I came up with my first integrated technology unit. I had a year 4 class and we were doing mapping. So I took them outside, we built our own little city in the sandpit and everything had to be to scale. Then we came with a digital camera and took an aerial view, an aerial shot of our city. Next we downloaded this onto the computer and superimposed a grid over the top. Wow. I was so amazed with the learning that went on from this unit. The children picked up the grid system of mapping longitude and latitude and all of that sort of thing so quickly. And it was within an authentic context. And the same students could remember it the following year. And that is the big indicator. It wasn't just short-term learning. It was long-term learning. And I thought, I'm onto something here. Technology is pretty cool. And that was the beginning of my journey. When I hit the shores of New Zealand, I had started a master's degree in Australia and I thought I'd continue it here. And I enrolled at University of Otago to do my postgraduate diploma, which is endorsed in ICT. I've done papers on the critical analysis of teaching, teaching and learning using the internet, in advanced internet-based learning, how to manage IT in your school, all of those sorts of things. And I think the biggest learning for me while doing this degree was the fact that it was an online paper. Now that is an eye-opener. If you've not done any online learning, it's a whole new way of communicating. You participate in online discussions. And what happens is that you can type in your post one day and someone might respond to it the next day or the next week. And the thing about it is that there are no facial features or body language to go along with your text. So sometimes what you mean may not be conveyed in your text. People might misconstrue it. And then when they respond to you, you may even misconstrue what they were saying. I found it really scary to actually type something down. It was in concrete. You can't take it back. You can't clarify what you mean because you don't have that immediacy of response. So for me, I was learning a whole new way to communicate. This got me to thinking that our students too are learning a whole new way to communicate, just as we are when we are introducing these technologies into the classroom, and we need a settling in period. Don't rush into things. Take your time. Work slowly. Think about your needs as well as your students' needs. I'm quite comfortable now with the online learning environment, but it did take me a while to get comfortable with it. These things don't happen overnight, but they will happen. I hate that saying. Okay, so basically I started off with one computer, 33 kids, and you're not going to really like me now, but I have 23 kids and 10 computers, which makes using technology a lot easier. But I have used one computer with a class. I've used three computers with a class. And there are wonderful things you can do in your classroom with just one computer. WebQuests are a fantastic example of something you can use your computer for. And over the course of this podcast, I hope to introduce you to a lot of different strategies and activities that you can use your computer in the classroom, as well as all the other technologies, digital still cameras, video cameras, tape recorders, scanners, all of those bits of technology that make what we do a bit more exciting nowadays. You can do the same things in different ways with technology, but you can also do completely new things with technology that wasn't possible before this technology was in the classroom. So this is an exciting journey we're on. Anyway, that's enough about my history so far in using technology. As well as being a classroom teacher, I am the deputy principal at Pine Hill School in Dunedin. I enjoy this part of my job because it means I get to manage the ICT in the school, so the geeky part of me is fulfilled as well. And my other position is that I am the ICT facilitator for the Tairarapawai cluster, along with my colleague Vicky Nicholson, and we get to go around and visit schools and run workshops and present at conferences and things on all aspects of effective teaching and learning in today's curriculum, in our education system. And it's quite exciting. I really enjoy it. I like meeting new people and talking to adults sometimes and just sharing the experiences of using technology in the classroom and the looks of glee on children's faces when something works. Okay, well, that's enough about me, and I just want to tell you about something else that's happened this week. I got to have a look at the new Apple iLife 06 suite. Now, I'm a self-confessed Apple addict. I use GarageBand to record this podcast on, which is a fantastic Apple product. And the exciting thing about the new iLife 06 suite is that GarageBand has podcasting built into it. So you click on GarageBand, click on the podcasting part of it, and you're ready to go. It has all the levels mixed for you, so you've got tracks there for your voice, but there's also tracks with jingles on them and sound effects, so it's all there, ready for you to use. They've made it so simple that even I can podcast. I'm quite grateful to Apple, actually, because when I first started looking into podcasting, it was actually really difficult to do. You had to do some really complicated things to get your computer to download a podcast. And now Apple have built it into their iTunes program where you just subscribe through iTunes. One click and it's done. A lot more easily than when you had to download an aggregator to manage all your podcasts. So well done, Apple. The improvements in iTunes and now the improvements in GarageBand are really appreciated by those of us out there who are enjoying communicating in this new format of podcasting. Okay, well, thank you for listening to my podcast today. Just a little bit about myself, and I hope you all have a wonderful term at school if you're like me and you've just started. Enjoy the adventure that is teaching. Goodbye.